Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. The 538.com website currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.4% of the time, up slightly from last week.
Dan Freeman is reporting for the Times Union on the SNAP work requirement contained in the federal bill that U.S. Representative John Faso voted for last week. The measure passed the House June 21st on a narrow 213 to 211 vote. As approved, the measure would expand the already existing work requirements for able-bodied recipients under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. Anyone between the ages of 18 and 59 would be mandated to work or to participate in job training for at least 20 hours a week. The new bill raises the previous age limit by 10 years from 49 to 59. A Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill found it would result in trimming $9 billion nationwide from the program over a decade. Other estimates say it would result in 1 million people losing the benefit. The House version of the bill, Friedman writes, and I quote, is likely to get roughed up in the Senate, end quote, where Democrat votes would be required to win approval. Agriculture Committee member Kirsten Gillibrand said she would fight to keep the House SNAP measure out of the Senate bill. She said, and I quote, I am disturbed that House Republicans, including some from our own state, want to make it even harder for struggling families to put food on the table. And I think this plan is a blatant example of how out of touch Congress is about poverty in our country, end quote. In response to the criticism, Faso said, and I quote, this doesn't reduce eligibility for SNAP. It simply says you should be in training or at work to receive benefits, if able-bodied. This is not grapes of wrath, end quote. With 2.8 million recipients, New York has the fourth largest SNAP population in the nation. About 60% of New York SNAP recipients live in New York City. In Faso's 19th congressional district, 10% of the population receives SNAP compared to 15% statewide. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that after House Republicans, including Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted last week to pass a farm bill that cuts food stamp benefits, the Senate is taking up their own version of the bill this week. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has offered an amendment to the bill for a new grant program investing in efforts to launch local companies and create new jobs. Gillibrand said, and I quote, it would promote investment in our rural communities. It would make it much easier for entrepreneurs in our rural areas to get the capital that they need to start up and grow, and it would finally stop the trend of jobs leaving rural New York, end quote. The House barely passed the farm bill last week, 213 to 211. The Senate is expected to vote on their version this week before July 4th holiday. And you can read the full story at Mid-Hudson News Network.
Chris McKenna reports at the fray that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted against a hardline immigration bill June 21st that was defeated 231 to 193, with Democrats and 40 other Republicans voting against. House leaders then delayed a vote on a less conservative immigration proposal until next week. Quote, for too many years and administrations, Washington has failed to address how to secure our borders while also ensuring our immigration policies are humane and address the real challenges our border enforcement officers face every day, unquote, Faso said in a statement. Quote, we need to improve border security, resolve the status of the DACA population, and enact other reforms such as ending the diversity lottery and unlimited chain migration, unquote. The president wondered why the congresspeople were even bothering to vote. Quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen, women in November, unquote, Donald Trump tweeted June 21st. Read the full story at the fray.
Steve Montgomery reports at WRGB. Representative John R. Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, thinks lawmakers in Washington can pass an immigration bill by July the 4th. Faso said, and I quote, I'm hopeful we can move this through the House so we can get action in the Senate. Kicking the can down the road is what happens in Washington, and that's not what I want to do, end quote. Faso may not be alone in his assessment that Congress will act before it leaves town for vacation June 28th. Almost 3,000 children have been separated from their parents, and congressional observers do not believe this Congress can get anything done on the issue. Last week, Faso voted against a hardline immigration bill that was defeated 231 to 193 with Democrats and 40 other Republicans voting against. A more moderate bill may be voted on this week in the House, but the Senate and the President will probably not rush into action on the issue. Democrat Congressman Paul Tonko, who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, said, and I quote, After days of watching these children in anguish, living in just about cages, is such a black mark on our image as a nation, end quote. You can read the full story at the WRGB website. On June 27th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a Republican immigration bill that 112 Republicans voted against. The bill failed with 301 votes against, including all Democrats. Last week, Faso voted against a hardline immigration bill that was defeated 231 to 193, with Democrats and 40 Republicans voting against. Paul Tonko, the Democrat who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, voting against both bills. The Border Security and Immigration Reform Act of 2018, which failed this week, was said to be a compromise measure, although it received fewer votes. Faso tweeted, and I quote, "Our immigration system is broken, and today the House failed to take meaningful steps to fix it by rejecting the compromise bill. This bill would have ensured parents and children stay together, strengthen border security, and resolve DACA," end quote. There was discussion of quickly voting on a narrow bill to end the separation of migrant children from their parents at the border before Congress takes July 4th holiday break, but now that seems unlikely. Antonio Delgado won the 19th Congressional District Democratic primary election June 26th with 22% of the vote over six other candidates, according to unofficial results. More than twice as many Democrats turned out for this vote compared to 2016 when Zephyr Teachout beat Will Yandig. Delgado now faces Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in November. The complete results of the primary election can be found on the WGXC website, WGXC.org. Antonio Delgado won the Democratic congressional primary in New York's 19th District June 26. He and his opponent in November, John Faso, both released statements after results were announced. Delgado said in part, and I quote, "We have taken the first step toward restoring dignity and integrity to our representation in New York 19. The people have spoken loudly and clearly. More than ideology, more than identity, more than class or background, we can all stand tall behind unifying principles that our country was founded upon: freedom, justice, equality, and opportunity for all." Faso quickly went on the attack, writing in part, and I quote, "Delgado will cast his first general election vote for Congress in our district after just moving here from New Jersey. He will soon learn, as the last two Democratic candidates for Congress before him, that our neighbors do not look kindly upon candidates who have just moved into our district and presume to represent us," end quote.
Faso released a campaign video this week. Here's the audio from that.
"Hi, this is Congressman John Faso. The general election campaign for Congress in the 19th District will begin next week. I'm running for re-election on the Republican, Conservative, Independents, and Reform Party lines, and I'm asking for your support. I fought hard for veterans, for our farmers, protecting senior citizens on Social Security and Medicare, and also ensuring that we've got a strong national defense. I've also led the way and sponsored legislation that's passed the House that will crack down on the flow of illegal, synthetic fentanyl coming into our country, which killed 20,000 Americans last year. I've also been ranked as one of the most bipartisan members of the House of Representatives. I've got a record that I'm proud of, and I hope to win your support this November 6th. Thank you so much, and God bless America."